Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
What a wonderful surprise, Regina. Thank you again for listening to High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Yes, and you know what? We have got, this is an amazing woman. I have known her for quite some time. She has always been very encouraging to me, Roxanne, just as a woman, you know, involved in our community. But they don't come any better. She has dedicated her life, I'm going to say, because even before she started, you know, in a government position and, you know, taking political office, she was always involved in her community. She's a lifetime resident of San Bernardino County. She is also the first Latina to be elected to the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors. And now she was recently elected in November of 2024 as the San Bernardino County Assessor Recorder County Clerk. I am excited to welcome Josie Gonzalez to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Nice to meet you, Josie. Thank you.
Hey, hello there. Hi, Regina. Hi, Roxanne.
Hello.
Hey, thank you so very much for your kind words, Regina. It's always a pleasure and an opportunity for me to touch base with you when you come out and do all these wonderful community service announcements and interviews.
Well, thank you. You know, I am really excited to have this conversation because, to be honest with you, Josie, this is the first time I've really had an opportunity to sit and talk with an assessor, recorder, county clerk. And so I want to really start by better understanding the scope of that job, your role and responsibilities. Can you share that with our listeners?
Absolutely. It is a wonderful opportunity to be able to share information, not only with you, but with all the listeners. I will tell you the very simply, is that as San Bernardino County assessor and recorder and clerk, and also I am in charge of archives for the entire county.
Wow.
The assessor's responsibility centers around locating and identifying all taxable properties, everything that is assessable unless it's excluded by law. Establishing, making sure that we establish the assessed valuation of the properties and completing both an annual and a supplemental assessment role. That is critical. In a nutshell, that is the main responsibility of the assessor. Relative to the recorder's office, the recorder's office examines and records all documents relative to anything to do from birth to death, marriage, birth certificates, grant deeds, titles, death of joint tenant. Marriages are very big on the list. We just had a beautiful and robust turnout for our Valentine's Day. I would say marriage extravaganza.
So people are still getting married.
Oh, honey, love is alive and well in San Bernardino County. So the recorder does all of these duties in certifying all of these documents. Many of these documents, as you know, are critical, whether they're in lawsuits or creating trusts or inheritance for insurance. All of anything to do with recording a legal document goes through my office. As county clerk, I will tell you that we are the ones that issue the marriage licenses and perform the marriage ceremonies. We also file the fictitious business name statement.
Okay.
We do notary public oath filings, and we also do health official authentication. So there is a great deal that goes on in the clerk's duties. In the archive duties, we identify, collect, preserve, maintain, and make historical records available to all of the residents in San Bernardino County. That's relative to assessor's maps that go all the way back to 1895.
Wow.
Minutes from the Board of Supervisor meetings, and we record everything to do with the budget. Many lawsuits, as you know, whether they involve water rights, property mm-hmm. rights, all of these documents need to be documented legally, and they are binding documents in a court of law. So in a nutshell, this is pretty much what encompasses the three offices that I represent.
Josie, is this something that you always wanted to do? Can you tell our listeners maybe how you got started or how your path led you to your position?
A very awkward dance, I will tell you, in my life. I never wanted to be involved in government. I'm a business person. Growing up, my parents opened up a restaurant in Fontana called Mexico Lindo. Mm-hmm. It was established for 50 years. I've owned a number of auto repair businesses. I became a State of California licensed smog inspector. And I was very happy in the small business world. And it took other people, for whatever reason they saw in me, to ask me to become involved. They wanted to appoint me initially to as a planning commissioner for the city of Fontana. Mm-hmm. I turned that down numerous times. And in the end, they quit asking me and just put me on the agenda. And I had no idea what the difference between a consent calendar and a discussion calendar. So I decided to show up. Their meetings, of course, were on Tuesday nights. And my restaurant was the busiest on Tuesdays because I had Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, I am going to show up really quick and tell them I don't want the spot. I appreciate it, but that I'm very, very busy, and I will leave. Well, I got there. I didn't know anything about pulling a speaker's card, filling out the little form. I waited. They opened the meeting, and somebody made a motion on the consent calendar, which they had put me on the consent calendar. Somebody else made a second, and the consent calendar was approved. And there I am standing waiting for my opportunity to speak so I could object, and I became a planning commissioner.
And you became awesome. A planning commissioner.
So awesome.
So I want to ask you, with all of what you explained to us, assessor, recorder, county clerk, the role and responsibilities, how many people are in your department, Josie, that you oversee?
Right now we have approximately 285, 287 people. I have a number of positions open, which I am daily signing the authorization to post the vacancies. We've got about a good anywhere from 15 to 20 vacancies. And I am open for business, and I want people to be out there looking on sbcounty.gov to look for under HR opportunities. I'm looking to hire people who care, people who want to come to work, people who want to earn a good salary, who would like to come and work for me. So altogether, on or about 300 would be the round number.
Right. And I'm going to ask you to give us that mm-hmm. website address one more time so that those who may be interested or know someone who may be interested in looking can go onto that site and under the HR menu and find those postings.
Absolutely. I can give that website address one more time. It's A as in apple, R as in recorder, C as in clerk, .sbcounty.gov.
Great. And with that, you say your team is about 300 people when all is said and done. Josie, tell us, what is your vision for the office and moving it forward. Because I know I've heard talk about, definitely I know you, so I know maintaining the highest standards of professionalism is hugely important. But I've also heard some talk about modernizing some processes. Can you talk to us about your vision for moving this department forward?
Absolutely. First of all, this is a great opportunity to showcase all of my employees. I am very big on providing a safe, fun, healthy, optimal working environment. Mm-hmm. In today's day and age, where due to COVID, we ended up working from home, and in 2024, 2025, we are struggling to reattract our employees back to the workplace. Mm-hmm. I am focused on making sure that we have a beautiful place for them to return to the workplace, a fun place, a place where they are appreciated and included across the entire county of San Bernardino. I want to make sure that my employees feel valued and respected,
yes,
that we create a hands-on, very open-minded communication type of change work environment. We know that the only constant element in life is change.
Yes.
COVID really changed our lives, and we are living in a post-COVID world, and we need to adjust and adapt and incorporate new ways. So I am coming on board. I am looking at what inconsistencies may be within the working environment, and I am addressing them. Mm-hmm. I am meeting with all of my supervisorial and managerial staff. We are holding an in-house employee questionnaire to make sure that I receive the type of information relative to point-in-time concerns that my employees have.
Mm-hmm.
I am determined to address any, data inconsistencies that may exist.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring a whole new concept of not only filing and recording our documents, but how we post them to the public. I'll give you an example. The fictitious business name statement that I mentioned earlier, we want our economy to thrive. How does that happen? Small business.
Yes.
Small business is the spinal cord. It is the core column of our economy in any given county, let alone our state. We want to make sure that when a business wants to start up, that they are able to post their fictitious business name statements as soon as possible. It takes approximately a week after filing. This county takes a month before it publishes its FBNs, as they're called, for publication to the local newspapers, which then have to publish the statements for 5 weeks. Once that is done, the business owner brings back the proof of publishing, and they receive their fictitious business name statement certification. I want to cut that down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to post these business name statements daily, get them out so that the newspapers can make money posting them, business owners can get their fictitious business name statements back certified sooner, and they can go and open a bank account. They
right.
can order their stationery, their business cards, order their signage, and start being open for business and making money as soon as possible. That's just one of the small changes that I want to make. There are many, many more.
Mm-hmm.
I want my employees to be part of the entire county family, being able to participate in many of the events that take place across the county, which has not been the norm in the past.
Mm.
There are some available services online. However, because we deal in very sensitive information, very private information, and wanting to protect property owners, the public, our residents, we are a bit of a stickler for providing factual, correct dates for the documents they're requesting, providing ID that we then are able to verify that they are who they say they are, either a relative or a spouse mm-hmm. of a particular person for whom they're requesting information. If it's their own information, that's very different because they will automatically be able to verify who they are, and we can at that point trust that we are releasing the information to the right person. I'll give you an example of why we are so careful. We have many of a fraudulent, grant deed title transfers.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And that can cause a great deal of hardship and very difficult to undo.
Yeah.
And we have partnered with our district attorney's office, Jason Anderson, to immediately notify the district attorney's office, who sends out a letter to the property owner if we receive any land title transfer, any change, any death of joint tenant, any activity related to an address. We notify the property owners on record. I have recently also added that I want an email mm-hmm. to be sent out immediately to the property owner, so that not only do we get information out to the property owner immediately that there's been some type of a change in their or activity on their property, but also we back it up with a letter from the district attorney's office.
Okay.
This is a great cause for concern, because people who fraudulently transfer these properties into their name or someone else's name immediately go and either refinance or put the property up for sale.
Right.
And before you know it, that person, that property owner, many times an entire family becomes homeless.
I know here in the High Desert, I believe that if there is a records office over in the city of Hesperia, do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely correct. We are in the city of Hesperia. As a matter of fact, on the second week being in office, today being the fifth week I've been in office, on the second week I went and did a complete tour of the offices up in Hesperia. I met everyone, introduced myself, and told them how important they are to the overall service base in the community in the High Desert.
You being a woman business owner, having held a position on the Board of Supervisors for the County of San Bernardino, and you held that position for how many years?
16 years, with God's grace.
Wow. 16 years you represented 5th District. As a supervisor, and now you find yourself in this position, serving as the assessor and recorder and county clerk. My question really is, what inspires or who inspires you as we are in Women's History Month? Who motivates you?
Wow. I love people. I love serving, whether it was serving food at the restaurant where I met so many, many people over the 50 years that we owned that restaurant. Growing up, that energy that comes from gifting our time, our good intentions, our outreach. And I fell in love with the public. And I never imagined that I would end up here. It was never thought of. It was never planned. Mm. I went from being a planning commissioner to being asked to run for a vacant city council seat in the city of Fontana. The thought of getting into politics was abhorrent for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew politics was corrupt. I knew that people took advantage of serving in a public office.
Yes.
And I wanted no part of it. And yet, as people reached out to me and asked me to run for that Fontana City Council vacant seat, I really pondered on it. And I thought, maybe I could use this as a way to show my children that that we take a risk in life.
Yes.
That it's not about winning. It's about taking risks and learning from the outcome.
Yes.
And because of that, I put up $7,000 of my own money to run for the Fontana City Council seat. The seat was vacant because the incumbent that was there had been put in jail for embezzlement. So I knew that I was going into an environment that was tainted.
Yes.
And I thought, I couldn't possibly do worse than this person. I think I could work hard and restore the people's faith in the elected body for the city of Fontana. And I was very open, very honest, and said, I know nothing about everything. and so I am here to learn and be a voice, be a little voice for what's right and what's decent. And for the first year and a half, I rarely spoke. I listened.
Mm-hmm.
I took meetings. I went out and I learned about my city. And slowly, I became stronger in the knowledge based on the facts that I was learning. And that served me very well for 6 years. I ran after I was elected, and I ran a second time. That time I put up $14,000 of my own money and was successful. And then I was helping the late Senator Nell Soto. She was running for San Bernardino County supervisor. She was our senator. At the California state level.
Right, I remember.
Mm-hmm. And she was a dynamite personality. And I was helping her on her campaign. And one day, her opponent wanted her out of the race because he knew that she could beat him. So the governor owed him a few favors, and he went and called in the favor and asked the governor to give the late Senator Soto whatever she wanted. And what she wanted, what was dear and near to her heart, was she wanted to clean up the perchlorate contamination in our water wells.
Mm.
So the governor made her chairwoman of the State of California Perchlorate Contamination Cleanup Commission. And she said she would accept it on one condition. And the governor said, name it. She said, I want subpoena powers. And he gave her the subpoena powers, a power and authority that no other commissioner has ever had. And she got out of the race. She took the chairmanship, and she called me up, and she said, as a matter of fact, she called me up the next morning at 4:00 in the morning, and she said, what is the next San Bernardino County Supervisor for the 5th District doing in bed at 4:00 in the morning? You need to be up and campaigning because you're going to run.
Josie, wow. That is an amazing story. I love it, and how apropos for Women's History Month.
Mm.
Now, I want to say this before we end this interview. I have known you for quite a while, and actually I met you because I was appointed to the women's the Commission on the Status of Women for San Bernardino County. So that takes you back to I don't know how many years, but it's been a while, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where we met. And I remember that you were very kind, you were very generous, and always saying to me that you were available. And when I was on the staff for Supervisor Robert Lovingood, you then again made that same statement. You have continued right up to this very moment to say that to me. And so I want to thank you for that. You know, as we are also honoring women this month, in Women's History Month, for the amazing things that they have done. But above all of that, we can talk about the historical things that have been done, you know, the first being the first and all of those things. But there's nothing greater than to acknowledge one another for the respect, the kindness, the generosity that has been shared amongst us. And so I want to take this opportunity to publicly say to you, thank you for those things that have come along with all of the knowledge that you have shared, not only with myself, but I know with other women and other individuals, you know, men, women, children, all of that. It is important. It is necessary. And I feel better as a constituent of this county to know that the assessor, recorder, county clerk that is in office currently is filled with those values. I think we're in good hands. So I want to thank you for making time for us today. I want to thank you for all the wonderful work and the trailblaze that you have done for us, particularly as women here in San Bernardino County.
Thank you. You are most kind and most generous with your words. You humble me. I am but a servant, and I've been blessed by God's grace with opportunities to lift women, lift men and women. Men have come around to look at us women as business partners,
yes,
as entrepreneurs, as that other side of the human factor by which God balances us all. We women are strong. We're smart. We love to provide a good working environment. And we carry the double duty of carrying our duties at home,
yes,
being
yes.
wives, being mothers, sisters, aunties, grandmothers. And we have come so far, and humanity has truly become generous to all of us women because of the inclusivity. I remember when there was exclusivity.
Yes.
Things have changed. I am honored to be on this platform to stand with people, other assessor, recorders, and clerks across this entire state. And I will tell you, we are open for a business. San Bernardino County rocks. We have many business owners that are women, and I need to help them to be successful.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you again for your time. We want to extend an invitation to have you come back anytime, especially if there's information that you want to get out to the community that, you know, is necessary and will help us to be better and grow in community, right? So thank you again for joining us this morning. We look forward to having more conversations with you. And I really want to thank you for that beautiful story on Nell Soto. Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you, Josie, very much.
Talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Roxanne. Bye. See you next time.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.